We're back on regional radio, and we're joined by a member of the Mineral Area College softball team. Her name is Ricky Lynn Wright. She's a former West County Bulldog. And Ricky Lynn, thanks for joining us today, and we just wanted to talk to you about your season upcoming, but also a few things that are also really cool going on in your life right now. First of all, let's talk about how the season went. How did you feel overall coming to MAC this year and putting together a product on the field in the spring?
I loved coming to MAC. Actually, it was the best experience that I could have possibly had. We had a little rough times, but we ended up finding our we ended up getting everything together, and we became a team. You know, I came in a semester later than everyone else, but they really took to me, and I took to them, and we became pretty much like a family. We ended up having a pretty good winning season and a winning streak there at the end of the season, and everything just kind of meshed together. And I mean, it was a great experience. I loved it. I would definitely recommend it for anybody.
I know you kind of got to MAC a little later than the most of your teammates were there, but I was talking with CJ earlier, your brother, who coached you in high school, and he was telling me about, you know, you just felt so much more comfortable at MAC and things like that. Did it kind of help you to stay a little closer to home and play in an area that you're really familiar with?
Honestly, it did. I was more comfortable. I knew that you know, I could be around my family. I could go watch my niece and my nephews play. And, you know, I had to get ready to do going home, sitting in my own room, doing my homework. That was a lot easier. You know, I felt like I didn't have to be as rushed. But MAC overall is just a great school. You know, you have your faculty and your coaches and everyone. They really look out for you. And they do everything in their ability to make sure that you're getting first comes schooling. And then comes ball. You know, it's not like they make you 100% priority on softball. They really want you to get that education. So, you know, it's a great experience to have, like, your coaches backing you up on those things, too. So
that's great. And at the plate, you hit, I believe, around 275, 277 with four homers and 22 RBI. Did you feel a good comfort level hitting this year as far as, you know, getting acclimated to what you'll see at the junior college level?
When I came in, I was a little rusty, you know, just nervous being at that collegiate level. It was just a little bit more than, you know, at a high school level or a summer ball level. And so I was nervous. I wanted to live up to the expectations that everyone had for me, you know. And but by the middle of the season, I felt really comfortable. It was a great experience. I had never hit a home run except for the home run I hit in high school. It was my first home run against Bismarck in the district game, extra innings. And actually, I missed the bunt sign. And CJ was mad at me. He was like, all right, you got to do a job. So I hit a home run there. And that was great. And then I got to MAC, and the first home run I hit, I slanted down that line. And they were like, it's over, it's over. I had no idea. So second one, I think I hit two in the same game from the first one. It was just unbelievable. I was like, holy cow, where is this coming from, you know? And it was just after that, it all sunk in. You know, I don't have to be nervous up here. I just have to have fun. So, and Coach Gamer really helps with that. You know, he wants to win. He wants you to be down and get down and dirty with it. He wants you to really have some grit, but he wants you to have fun doing what you love too. So
that's really good that you're able to find that power that you didn't know that you had in college.
Yeah, it was definitely like a surprise. It was like, holy cow. I was always the one who, you know, pushed runs over to scoring position, or the one who was getting a double, or, you know, just those RBI hits normally. And then I came up in college and was hitting home runs, and I was like, holy cow, this is cool.
That's great. And then you're not only hitting for them, but you were also pitching this year in your freshman year. How did you feel in the circle trying to contribute that way?
I love being in the circle. You know, it's that you have that control of the game, and you know, that's what I've always done. This year I didn't get to pitch as much as normal, because we had quite a few pitchers. You know, we all had our rotations. We had six or seven pitchers this year, you know. And so I played a lot of left field and pitched some, but not as much as I normally have. But, you know, that's what comes with when you get to college. You got girls who you got to rotate in and out with, and they don't want to wear you out. And come regional tournament, I pitched a lot. Lissa Sago and I, we pitched quite often, actually. And I wish I would have had a little bit more reps because I was a little nervous whenever I got up there. But then you just kind of, I just shut my brain off and I was like, you know what, I've been doing this my whole life. And I just really love being in the circle. And it's a lot of fun for me. So it was easy to just kind of keep my composure there.
We're talking with Ricky Lynn Wright of the Mineral Area College softball team and a former West County Bulldog, and also recently a new youth softball coach. I'm hearing that you are taking over the Mineral Area 14 and under Bandits team starting in this fall with a few tournaments, and then you'll be coaching them next summer. How excited are you about that?
I'm very excited. My brother, CJ, started the organization when my niece, Gracie, was 8 years old. And what's really cool about it is she's getting ready to turn 14, and she's played for her dad and, you know, other coaches in summer ball and things like that. And it's just a really cool experience that the girls who have looked up to me and who have came to my college games, came to my high school games and watched me, I'm now going to get to coach them. I'm going to get to, you know, feed the knowledge that I have into them and experience all of those things with them. And I'm really excited, honestly. A couple of girls I do pitching lessons with are going to be on my team. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very blessed and very excited to have been able to take on this opportunity. And actually, I'm very blessed to have gotten the opportunity and to have been asked to do this, because I love all of these girls, and I'm looking forward to having a lot of fun with these girls. So
it just seems like such a cool story that, you know, your brother was coaching in this youth program as well as at the high school. You played for him when you were with the Bulldogs going through high school. Now you get to pass that on down to your niece who's going to be playing for you. Kind of tell us how it feels to be able to keep it in the family that way and really see, you know, your family members day in and day out and doing something that you love.
You know, whenever I was in high school, I played for my brother, and it was a great experience. I had so much respect for him. He knows so much about the game. And Gracie was at every game in the dugout with me. She was cheering me on. I mean, even now when I'm in college, she's there. And, you know, softball and baseball has been in my family for a really long time, from my dad to my brother CJ, who went and played in college, my brother Josh, who was a phenomenal outfielder, and he's came to all of my games and watched me. And he's one of my number one supporters, and his boys and his wife, you know, at my whole family's just been really supportive. And it's great to be able to know that I am going to be able to stand out there, and I'm going to be able to watch and help one of my family members, but also one of the players who have looked up to me and who have sat there and cheered me on in the dugout, and who's, you know, really devoted her time into watching me. I'm going to be able to help her too. And it's just a really great experience to be able to know that, you know, my family's been behind me and everything, and that now I get to kind of get into their shoes and I get to do the same thing for my niece. So that's pretty cool.
And I guess, do you learn a little bit more about coaching from your brother? Does he kind of mentor you in that aspect, or do you kind of go into it? You go to the practices, you help run them, and you kind of figure it out that way?
You know, my dad's been a coach. CJ's been a coach. My other brother's been a baseball coach. I've been all his games, some of their practices. So I've been around the coaching atmosphere my whole life. And, you know, it's just something you got to take in. You got to learn. I mean, CJ really is helping me with this new part of my life, because I'm not real sure. Like, I'm holding a tryout on Saturday, and I'm not real sure, like, you know, exactly how to run it yet. And he's been walking me through some steps, and I give him ideas, and he gives me ideas, and we just kind of do it together. And actually, it's going to be me and two other incoming freshmen from MAC who's coaching this team. So that's pretty cool. You know, it's going to be three college-level girls who are going to be coaching these other younger girls who want to go on to that level. So I think it's going to be a great experience, and like I said, CJ is helping me a lot, and I got a lot of family backing me up that have been coaches before who kind of put their input into me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, that's something I definitely want to think about, you know, thanks for letting me know that, things like that. So it's pretty good to have that atmosphere behind me.
And tell us again when your first games of coaching will be.
I'm not 100% sure when my first games of coaching will be. I know we're going to try to do two tournaments in the fall, one indoor, one outdoor. We're going to try to do two tournaments a month coming summer of 2019. It's kind of hard to get all the schedules done just yet because of other people's schedules and, you know, volleyball, basketball, things like that, me playing college softball still. So we're not 100% sure when the first game will be, but it will be one soon this fall.
Ricky Lynn, I'm sure it's exciting for you, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk about us today. And we look forward to seeing you in your next softball season in the spring with MAC.
Yeah, thank you, and can't wait to get out back out on the field and do my thing, you know. It's been an honor to talk with you all, and thank you for asking me.
Yeah, no problem. That is Ricky Lynn Wright of the Mineral Area College softball team, former West County Bulldog, and also going to be coaching the Mineral Area 14 and under Bandits. They'll have a couple tournaments expected in the fall, and then they'll start off the summer season in 2019. Ricky Lynn joins us on regional radio.